Yo, what's smacking NBA Hoop fans, basketball fans? Special shout outs to that 2K community, man. Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. You know the voices. L. Scott Fitzgerald, the young Demi got us in the building. Let's get it, nigga. We back lit. I appreciate you guys for listening. If it's your first, second, third time listening, I appreciate you. If it's your third time listening, and if you haven't already, smack yourself first, then smash the like button, smash the favorite button, turn my gold star gold, man. Turn my star gold. Join the Hall of Fame alum, subscribe, follow on Twitter at the official HOF Press Badge handle, Twitter Amino, man. We are on every platform that you can hear a podcast on. Spotify, Apple, Google, all that good stuff, man. We're not on ESPN's Pod Center yet, but we're going to get there soon enough. If you don't know about the Pod Center, then you sleep, okay? You're sleeping under a brick, so get up, get woke. Let's talk some basketball, though. Welcome to the barbershop. Come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. Let's talk. My Twitter is @JustDaleScott. If you want to join the conversation, shout out to the boys on the Hardwood Amino. Make sure that you follow the pound sign, HOF alumni, for all of the good stuff, man. All of the exclusive content, all that stuff on joypressbass.com. How are you doing today, loved ones? It could have been 10 points. You know what I'm saying? That's out on joypressbass.com. Make sure that you guys check that out. Could have been 10 points. KD would have put up 10 points. We would not have seen a game six. Is what it is, though. Yada, yada, yada. Enough of that nonsense. Listen, something happened. Just a Fitz reaction. It's time to talk about some shit, man. They're talking about this player all freaking season. Been talking about him since the trade deadline. Been talking about him since after the trade deadline. Been talking about him since the summer, since the free agency market has been sweeping through. And it has just been reported that the Grizzlies have traded Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz. Look, small thing to a giant peasants, man. You guys can look down on this move all you want to, but to keep it real, let me not be negative, you feel me? I think that this is okay. I really wish he would have went to the East Coast side of things, but I guess this is really cool here, the trades that they made. I will say that Memphis got a little bit better. They got some vets over there, but I will say that they should have reached out to try to get that Ricky Rubio involved in there, but I guess Ricky Rubio is going to be involved in some other type of trade somewhere else. But let's go with the package. Utah sending a package of players, including a forwards, Jay Crowder and Kyle Korver, among some other draft picks to Memphis. So Memphis is getting rid of their franchise star, Mike Conley. And I see. That's cool. Now, what? Pardon me, y'all. Apologize. Just Fitz reaction, man. This is fire for the Utah Jazz. They've needed a point guard that can do something on his own. Sitting next to my boy Donovan. Hopefully that they have, you know what I'm saying, a pretty good healthy season. Between the two, between everybody, chooses. Joe Ingles needs to stay healthy too for that ball to stay rolling out there in Utah. But it's decent, you know what I'm saying? This is a decent pickup for Utah. My geez, they are, they have got a defender. They've got a left-handed point guard. They've got someone who will definitely put up 15 points if he has to. He'll put up 20. It is definitely a it's definitely a win for Utah in the fact that they are in the hunt this year and Memphis is not. So to get some trades going is pretty good for those guys. Let's do it like this. Swap it on the other side. Sorry, some stuff was going on outside, guys. Hopefully that mic didn't catch it up, but didn't pick it up. But it is what it is, man. You know the vibes. It's HOF Press Badge, the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald's the name. Basketball is the game. Look, just a Fitz reaction is what it is. The Memphis Grizzlies get Kyle Korver and Jay Crowder. And they get Grayson Allen. They didn't want Grayson Allen or something. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why. I don't want to say Grayson Allen is a bad pick or anything like that. I think he's going to do cool out there with the grit and grind. Maybe that kind of fits him. Even, I mean, even more in the sense, I think that he fits Grayson Allen himself, his character, fits more with the Utah Jazz fans. He's just that type of person. No one can stop him. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But salute to him, though. He's on his way out to Memphis. He's going to be with that new group of youngins out there. Jay Crowder's going to round him out along with Kyle Korver. We're going to give him some shooting. You'll have John Morant learning to shoot from Kyle Korver. They're going to be working on their free throws together, working on that form. John Morant's hand is very important in his jump shot, but he's going to get the rest of that together. You know what I'm saying? Get that flick of the wrist together, you feel me? And shot to be jumping, you know what I'm saying? Wet like water, you feel me? But I'm buying it, though. I'm buying into the Memphis Grizzlies stock, man. I'm definitely happy. But let's talk about it for real, man. Mike Conley is now on a different team. He is going to turn the franchise around a little bit if those guys can stay focused and they can stay healthy, man. I'm really hoping for they having a really good regular season, you feel me? And the marathon continues for this guy. We will be talking about the Utah Jazz more often on the HOF Press Bad Show. So if you guys don't know it, man, Mike Conley is now a Utah Jazz member. How do you guys feel about that, man? HOF Press Badge is the handle on R with Amino. So you guys can check me out on there or join the conversation at Just Dale Scott. Are you dumb? You don't fuck with Hall of Fame. You must be drunk. That's it. Thank you for listening to the Hall of Fame Press Badge show. So hit me up on Twitter at Just Dale Scott. Once again, join that conversation. Check me out on the R with Amino. HOF Press Badge is the handle, and log on to hofpressbadge.com for the exclusive blog content. It couldn't have been 10 points. Shout outs to KD, man. Get well soon. If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99, like, comment, review, subscribe. I want to say continue to inspire me, to inspire you. Mr. Mike Conley, you're on your way. You're on your way. They have Avery Bradley out there. They have Kyle Anderson out there. They have Jonas Valanciunas. They got John Morant. They've got Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder, and Grayson Allen out there in Memphis. And now Utah is going to turn it up, man. Shout outs to Mike Conley. Continue to inspire me, to inspire you. You cannot have a better today if you keep killing your tomorrows. So shout outs to D.L. Hughley. That was fire. We're not on ESPN Radio, Fox Sports Radio, NBA TV, or none of that good stuff yet, but we don't get this soon enough. So let's grind. All this life. Get your feet up and moving, man. That footwork in. Continue to inspire me, to inspire you. It's just a fit's reaction to the fact that Mike Conley is now on the Utah Jazz. Close the door behind you on your way about this joint. It's Fitz. My phone's blowing up. And like that, we gone.
Explain what is there.